Parks and Recreation Advisory Board meeting, January 10, 2019. Okay, you're live.
All right, let's call this meeting to order, this SRAB meeting, for the month of January. Did the clip board get around to everybody?
I think it's in process.
Very good, okay. Let's do a call to order. May have some folks coming a little bit later, but let's do a call to order. Casilla is not here. Tony, I am here. Diana? Woody?
Here.
Dave? Dylan is not here yet. Paul?
Here.
Welcome. Patty?
Here.
And Mickey, not here yet. Very good. We do have a quorum. We don't need to vote on anything. All right, let's take a look at our, I don't believe we have any additions. Do we have any additions from the?
That would be if the board, if a board member wanted to add.
Okay, I said since I saw, I haven't seen any change. Let's go through the minutes. I had a chance to look at them. If not,
Do you want to do, Tony, do you want to do the, well, we have Paul here, right? And Diana, I don't know whether we ever officially got Diana kind of introductions, right?
I think we did.
I think a couple months.
And Mickey. I think they both.
Okay.
Mickey and I started on the same night.
Yeah, introduction for, Dylan's not here yet. I was.
Oh, you're going to wait for that?
I might.
Okay.
Yeah, wait till he.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking he's probably coming. So let's do that. If that's okay. All right. So yeah, I'll take a look at the minutes and give a couple minutes here just to do that. See if there's any changes, anything you need to update on the minutes from last time.
I'll get him. Did you write in?
Did it come back?
Did you sign in?
Any comments on the minutes? Any additions, changes of any sort?
I can never trust my guests.
We have a motion to approve the minutes?
No, really?
Can I second? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any not in favor, say aye. Say nay. Very good. All right, those are passed. All right, so what we're going to do, everyone's getting on the clipboard, do you have any public comment? What we're going to do during the public comment section, we're going to allow any comments for items that are not on the agenda, if you look at the agenda, but also we'd like to consolidate public comments to this time as much as possible. And so when we go through informational reports later, we would like those to be mostly informational reports from staff rather than a dialogue back and forth. So if you do have some comments that you want to make about any of the agenda items, please do make those during this time if that works for you. We're going to limit to 3 minutes so we have everyone have a chance to give comment. And as far as some of the agenda items on here, especially the item on the police landscaping, no decisions will be made by SRAB this evening. It's informational in nature. And so we have another meeting or two to digest all public comments. So it's not as urgent. There will be no decisions made, so we can take comment and then we'll be able to consolidate that. Tony, you're serving as the point person for the city to receive information after the meeting and until the next meeting as well. So if people need a way to contact and consolidate information, we can give you the information.
And also, if anyone speaks under public comment, if you could please state your name, and you can say the ward or neighborhood that you're in, or if you want to give your address, you can do that, but you don't have to do that.
Okay. All right, so public comment, yeah, we'll start with you.
Mr. Vice Chair, I really don't have a lot to say. I brought an issue before you last month.
Ian, could you just state your name?
My apologies.
That's okay.
Ian Easterly, Ward 8. I submitted a little more colorful, more specific request via Tony and the email circuit. If there are questions, that's why I decided to show up this evening, to see if anyone had any questions or concern. And I'd like to make one more observation. I see we have one more member arriving. That's fine. And fundamentally, the issue that I'd like to bring up comes directly from the comprehensive plan, and it's part four, section A, coordination policy, and policy one in part reads, all zoning ordinance, functional plans, and specific development standards shall support and be in conformance with the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan. And that's the piece that I'm turning to this advisory board to ask you to look into it carefully. I do understand staff is going to be coming back with a report. And when they do, I don't have a problem. I think that's an excellent idea. But I ask you to take this as a serious issue. No questions, I'm finished.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Public comment? So raise your hand to be next. Go on,
I miss you.
We don't help you. That's okay.
Okay, so we will move on then. Action items. So our board retreat, we have a flyer in front of us with the board retreat dates. We've gone through a selection process, so this works for most everybody. Food, so come. It'll be fun. It's a public meeting, and so public is allowed to attend. It's a public, it's an actual SPRAP.
It will be posted on the calendar, website calendar.
Very good, yeah. I'm excited for it. It's good to have extending that time, because the time we have here, it's never enough.
I know.
And it's Saturday, January 26th, and it's going to be 9 to 2, and we'll open the doors probably at 8:30, and there'll be food for breakfast, and we'll have lunch as well. And we're going to have a facilitator who's going to help us go through the agenda, and we should have we're going to do a kind of a pre-meeting survey that's going to be sent out next week, so Tony will be sending that out along with the final agenda, so everybody can kind of look at that. And the survey is to kind of get people thinking about what priorities they have and where their interests lie and where they would like to have more discussion at the planning meeting. So keep your eyes open for that next week.
Great.
Question on that note. One of the things I have been thinking about, especially since some of the news out this week about the city's budget shortfall, is what about funding? How does that fit into all of these things we're going to be discussing? And is that something that, because I haven't been on this board before, has this board historically discussed funding as a standalone or as different items have come forward? I don't know which way that goes, but I think it would be really important for us to discuss funding of any and all of the parks activities and subjects that come before us.
Makes a lot of
sense.
Okay. All right, the next item, if there's no other comment, next item is election of officers. Now, our president is not here right now, so that's
She did say that she would be open to the nomination of chair.
Very good. So do we want to move forward? Is there consensus that we still want to move forward? We've had time to think. And we have two new members on board, one not being here right now, but a new member. So kind of hard to vote if you don't know people, perhaps.
Well, the only question is that I guess technically I'm not a member until the 14th.
That's
so
true.
Can I even 14th. Vote? So, you know.
Until it's officially approved. Yeah, sorry, the 14th. Yeah, that's probably the case.
Probably not. I don't know. Tom?
Oh, that's right. He can't vote.
Makes sense. So, as far as that goes, we can move
you can
forward
make
with that tonight.
Nominations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can, if there's any nominations, whether you like to put yourself forward or nominate someone else, you can feel free to do that. As we already know, Casilla is willing to be nominated, is willing to continue on as chair in that capacity. Feel free to speak if there's anybody who wants to be part of that discussion in any sort of way.
Can we just nominate her and get it on?
You can nominate whoever,
yeah.
Really.
I just want to go ahead and nominate her. I'll nominate her.
Casilla, okay.
For chair.
Any discussion?
No.
No discussion?
Yeah.
Very good. Do we want to have a vote on it at this point, at this time?
Make our nominations, maybe. And
I haven't heard any of them. Hear any other nominations?
We don't have any other ones.
At this point. No.
Okay.
We
and then move on to vice chair.
We could do that. Everybody's okay with that. Let's go with that vote then.
So probably a motion to hold a vote and then second.
Yeah. So let's do we have a motion to hold a vote on selecting chair first of all?
I make the motion.
Make
motion.
Make the vote. And do we have a second?
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So all in favor of electing Casilla Quillen as board chair for Sprout, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all opposed? Okay. Like it carries. And then we can move on to vice chair. I hold that position right now. I am fine holding the position. Kind of the same thing as Casilla. I'm fine with that. That also doesn't bother me if someone else is wanting to be nominated, obviously, or wants to nominate someone else. That's not a problem at all.
Do you still want to be nominated?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I'll
That's
nominate
not
you.
Anyone else?
I second the nomination.
Any discussion?
All those in favor?
All right. Motion.
Motion to vote.
Let's get one more time.
just waiting here.
Yeah. All right. So, is there a nomination to vote on vice chair after this time?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. You got a motion?
And vote for vice chair.
A second. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed. All right.
Congratulations.
That is
pretty simple. Pretty simple. Yeah. Very good. And those are the two elected positions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all for the elections at this time. And how often are those? Those are annually.
Mm-hmm. Those are annually
done. Yes. Okay. Very good. Next item is the 2019 calendar. We have that listed in the middle of our packet here. We'll discuss the calendar.
If it's okay with the board.
Yes, sure.
What I thought is you could take this home and review it. I made just some very slight changes to it from the one I sent to you. And then we would formalize it at the next meeting. If not, then please, let me know. We can just go over it now.
Is there anything coming up this next month that we should be aware of before we...
Well, I'm thinking with our retreat coming up at the end of the month, if something comes to mind that someone would like to add to the work plan, then we could discuss it at the February meeting.
Something come up in the retreat.
Sure. Yeah, that's reasonable.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And please email me with any additions, suggestions, comments, typos. Let me know.
And that is for all of our action items for the board. Several information reports, so if we get started, are you all wanting to do this in the order of agenda? And does this agenda make sense for all those who are presenting? Did you see it? Yeah? Okay, very good. Let's start with Michael then.
I'm Michael tonight.
Yeah.
Never have I been Michael before.
It's not a comfortable place, eh?
Up here? Okay.
Why don't you test it out there?
All right.
Yeah, I'm Gretchen Carnaby with Mission Street Parks Conservancy, formerly Friends of Busch Gardens. You have a report, and I apologize for coming in so late. Both Michael and I have been indisposed, and it's Shant, how about again?
Shant.
It's Shant. We formed a conservancy, and according to the Trust for Public Lands, conservancies are private nonprofit park benefit organizations that raise money independent of the city and spend it under a plan of action mutually agreed upon with the government. So that's kind of where we started. Our mission statement, in partnership with the City of Salem, we preserve, maintain, enhance, and interpret Busch's Pasture Park and other historic parks along Mission Street for current and future generations. If you have any questions then going along, feel free to jump in. We have many projects and activities as listed in our report, and these, there's this picture is hard to see, but there is a mixy concrete for the ravine rest rehabilitation to working in beds, physically working in beds, and ordering plants from Lucille Whitman up in the right hand corner. All those activities, and I'll talk more in detail as we go along. Our landscape bed, well, let me back up a minute. This report is about what we've done this past year, and then there'll be a short section on where we're going in the next 3 or 4 months. We've been working in the landscape beds, which are in the northwest corner of the park. In fact, you had a map sent out to you that shows our sort of jurisdiction, where we pretty much initiate activities in that area in partnership with the city. In the orchard in the northwest corner of Busch's Pasture Park, there are many landscape beds. By that I mean beds that aren't just tree circles. They contain either really wonderful specimen plants that have large areas and could be underplanted with maybe a couple of shrubs, to areas where there's 3 or more trees maybe that are grouped together, and we're calling them landscape beds. In this case, they are edged. The volunteers have come in this year. They've edged them, weeded them, mulched them, and then we're going to come in this year with some very minor additional plantings. Always at the forefront of our thinking and interest is to maintain the historic plant material in the park. And as we talked about in our report, we're in the process of inventorying the plant material and indicating for our GIS studies and any records which plants we consider to be historic.
Gretchen, and before you, on that last picture, so it says camas bed, so
there's a ton of camas in this bed.
So the camas is still there, you just took out the weeds. Okay,
yeah.
So it looks like just
this was done in the fall, and the camas are down.
Okay.
No, they're trying getting rid of them. we're working around them.
Just a note on some of these landscape beds, some of them go back to at least 1930 in their original shape with the original planting, so they're coming up almost 90 years old at this point.
Yes, and Lord and Scriver, many of the plants in this part of the park, as many of you know, were brought in by Sally Busch under the direction of Lord and Scriver. She worked personally with Lord and Scriver. So we talk about the Lord and Scriver Flowering Tree Collection, and that's where this area is. Here's another example of a landscape bed that we've been working on, and one more, I think. This is a fabulous hemimelis, it's a witch hazel, that again would, it's indicative of the kind of plant material that Lawrence Scriber used, and it's just a fabulous plant that Tom has just done a beautiful job of pruning.
It blooms next month, if you want.
Yeah, it blooms in February, and one of the plants we want to bring in here is a is a plant that blooms at the same time of year, just to, so that we can invite the public to come to see winter blooming plants in winter. Moving on to the ravine, this is an enhancement project. It was an eyesore, in my estimation, on the left, where the water was running from drainage. It's a seep from this upper pasture along High Street. The water was accumulated. It had for ever, well, maybe not ever, we'd probably have Grand Canyon if it were, but anyway, for a long time it's been seeping down the hillside, straight run, nothing impeding it, and then gathering at the bottom in a very large pond at the foot of Oregon White Oaks. This fall we've brought in boulders from the Eula Hills, and it's the same kind of rock as what's already there, and that was, we went out of our way to make sure of that, but wanting to enhance this area to slow the water down, in other words, to mitigate some of that stormwater runoff, as well as make it aesthetically pleasing and down at the lower end, a great place for kids to play. This is the lower part, that other one is looking west from the main path. This is looking east from the main path. There's the Willamette facilities in the background. That's our bioswale. This was taken right after our so-called rain event, that first big rain. I'm sure we'll have more coming. We're working with Ron Miner on this project. He's a landscape designer, and I worked with him in other gardens. He does fabulous work with rocks and water features. He's just a natural. He came in, we were there, well, we finished this just before the rain started, installing the rock. And he said, you know, he said, we need a secondary overflow if this event that's coming is going to end up being anything at all. So there's a pipe leading from that bioswale down below. You can see the water running out. And then we did another one, a temporary one, and we're going to make it permanent for when there are huge events, because this bioswale was never meant. As you know, all bioswales have overflows. It was never meant to take all of the drainage. So on the right's the rock.
Sorry.
That's right. Then moving on to another project that we've been working on this last year, the Oregon White Oak Project. One of our major concerns in forming the Kirk Conservancy was that there was no, maintenance plan for the Oregon White Oaks. And so that's our constituents. That was of high interest in many of the folks that have supported us in the past. And we hired two, and all of this is in partnership with the city, incidentally. So we hired an arborist out of Eugene, and their whole bailiwick is studying the entire ecosystem of urban forests. So we're interested especially in the soils and what's going on in the soils as far as compaction, fertility, you know, all of those things that we're concerned about. And also the age and succession of both the upper and the lower oak groves. So here they are taking soil samples on the left, and here's Woody with us looking at some of the oaks. Eventually, we will be, with the GIS, we will be able to identify each tree specifically and then trace its condition, age, those kinds of things. But another, coming out of that, relative to the age of the individual trees, is we also hope to have direction on what to plant and where. You know, they are very knowledgeable how best to interplant in an established oak grove. You want to talk about this one?
No.
You don't? I am not computer illiterate, but I'm close. One of his strong interests was to establish a GIS database system on our computer so that we can track all of the plants. We can track those landscape beds. We want to have numbers in them so the public can say, oh, what's that plant? They can go on and see what it is on their phones. Also identifying, again, each plant, condition, history, what it is, all of those kinds of things on the GIS database.
And this is now the standard in large public gardens and botanical gardens.
All right, the terrace is in very early, early concept stage. This is a drawing that we've been working with CB2 on some very, very initial drawings in this area. I don't think we'll end up with anything quite this formal, but the whole notion is that on this terrace area, if you go to the back of the conservatory and put your back to the conservatory and just walk down to that asphalt path that goes behind the parking lot, the terrace is that whole sort of flat area. And years ago, Tom and I designed a native plant bed against that slope, against the parking lot. We had always intended to have more seating down here, and again, landscape with native plants with the idea that it would give homeowners an idea of how to work with native plants. But this is just a gem of a thing. SAA and Bush House Museum bring in classes, Title II classes, and they split them up into small groups, and they'll do a project in the barn, do a project in the house. Sometimes we work with them a project in the gardens. This would be an ideal spot to have a little mini class, so to speak, or a presentation to the kids, poetry reading, you name it, all kinds of things. I think it would be very informal, you know, whoever gets there first, kind of a thing that's to be established. But this is in the early, early concept phase, and we have a bequest relative to this terrace. Okay, additional activities, planting is one of the main ones, once we've done all this work in getting the beds ready. This year we put in sword ferns, new trees, hydrangeas. Of note, the hydrangeas, five of them are in an old bed, one that dates back, I think, to Lord and Scriber, that's near the playground, just north of the playground. That's where the path begins. It goes down to the derby track. There are hydrangeas in there, and when we looked at them, we thought, gosh, these are unusual looking, because each little petal was frilled. And so we sent the picture to the gal at Hydrangeas Plus, and she said, oh, she said, that's the original amethyst, and I have them. And they were probably planted in the 50s. So we've added to those just to flesh out that bed and make the drift a little larger. So we're doing that kind of research and also wanting to bring in plant material that we're adding that is new to the gardens, that is first in the summertime when so many people are in the park. Other activities, we took on paying for the removal of a downed pine, a dead madrone, a dead flowering plum, and of course we removed lots of weeds from that bed, but that's another activity that we've been involved in this past year. And of course additional, the basic activities that we do, our Tuesday morning gardeners do, we number at the height of the season anywhere between 15 and 20 gardeners on Tuesday mornings, and we are doing these activities. And then professional hours would include, this is Ron Miner on the left, and we're sort of surveying the area of the terrace that is down there now. And our additional activities where we brought in professional services, everything from engineers, from AKS, to get some final plots that we needed for the terrace project, to the arborist from Eugene on the Oak project, to CB2 and some of the initial drawings, those kinds of services. And then in 2019, we're projecting forward there. We want to complete that major landscape bed rehabilitation in the northwest corner of the park. And that would include rehabilitating several beds and then adding a few shrubs here and there. The ravine project needs some tweaking of rock, the rock feature, and major planting. None of the planting's been done in the ravine project yet. The terrace project, we hope to at least tighten up a concept. In that project, we need to consult with a lot of other folks on it for what's the word I want?
Input.
Input and
Approval.
And approval, yeah. And of course, the Oregon White Oak Study Group is ongoing, and that's the basis for a serious maintenance plan for both of the oak groves. We'll continue inventorying and mapping trees and shrubs, continue regular maintenance as we do on Tuesday mornings. And this year, we're starting up with some educational activities, offering free tours in the park, first Saturday, hopefully, in the park. And, oh, and one other project that we've sort of hoped at is Friends of Busch Gardens. We're really taking on now, taking a scion wood from the Lawrence Garber flowering trees and having it grafted and growing on. And Lucille Whitman of Whitman Farms has agreed to do that. And our challenge has always been, how do you grow it on? Because you have to grow on trees for, what, 3 to 5 years before you can put them in the park. And she has said that she will grow them on, and we'll just pay her the wholesale price, and that's a good deal. Because these are plants that are no longer available to the public. So that's an additional thing. So on behalf of all of us, I thank you for the time to come to you and talk to you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I assume this black border is the area that conservancy is.
Yeah, well, in that. Yeah, let me.
That's the entire area.
Yes.
I'm just curious what the basis for that area is.
Well, the...
Is that the area of Busch Gardens, basically, or is there...
That's where Busch's Pasture Park was most active.
Okay.
In the past. We've had, we've always had total design maintenance and planning for several areas in the park around the conservatory, those island beds southwest of the park. And then we've been working and investing in the planting of the rose gardens off and on for years, and in the rehabilitation of the rose gardens, again fooling around with the Lawrence Garber flowering trees. It's the historic part of the park, and that's what we felt needed the most attention and the most concern for preservation and the future. And we also added, it came down as far south to include the ravine. That's why it pooches out down there. But we are, as I said, from the interest in our group, wanting to support the city in moving forward the maintenance plan for the oaks as well.
So expanding outside of that?
Yeah, this is, the parks came back and said to us, don't bite off too much. You know, you might want to succeed, right? So don't bite off too much. And so this is what we've settled on with the parks.
And a little bit of it is, I'd say, the space in the park where we have a little bit more latitude to take initiative and other parts of the park that are don't require as much of kind of the fine gardening.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a large lawn, we don't, you know,
yeah.
There's
we're
nothing
not
there. And, right? If it's an oak grove that's, you know, doesn't need, you know, to be weeded and pruned every day. So that's just kind of a workload difference as well.
The gardening part.
Yeah. Yes, fine gardening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from the board? All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Next information report. Luke, you want to give us an update on police facility landscaping?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, no, that's all right. For those of you who are new to the board, my name is Luke Mazzel. I'm a project manager with Public Works Engineering, working on the police facility project. And the last time the board met, I presented on our proposed plans for the off-site improvements in association with that project. So that's just a little brief introduction. And I want to preface my presentation today to let you know that the Public Works Director has made a decision to refer the matter of removal of street trees on Division Street northeast between Liberty and High to be decided by SPRAV at a public meeting in the near future. So please keep that in mind as we go through this update.
And so, Luke, I think we have some additional information on that. It looks like the... We think the most likely date for that review is going to be March 14th.
Okay.
Okay. Well, is March 14th the right date for the...
Yes.
The second Thursday of March.
Yep.
Okay. So what you'll see on this slide, this might look familiar to those of you that were at the last meeting. The only thing that's different is what's in yellow here, where we've since identified four trees for protection, and that's based on the feedback and the concerns I heard from the board last time. Here's a plan view. Again, please keep in mind that this is all in flux. This is preliminary, and of course, pending the decision that will be made on March 14th. Based on the feedback from the last time I presented, we worked with the designer to find these opportunities to preserve the existing trees. We were able to identify these four trees on that block in question between Liberty and High on Division. And we would be able to save these through construction. These trees were kind of the low-hanging fruit, I'll just caveat that, because they fit in with the proposed sidewalk improvements that we already had that I presented on last time. This change will be reflected in the materials that we present for consideration at the March 14th meeting. That's it in a nutshell. We've heard your feedback. It sounds like there'll be another iteration, but this is where we're at today. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Since I wasn't privy to the first presentation, but I'm very familiar with that area. That was because of the removal of the trees was because that was just a division, it was just a little connector street, but then in order to develop the police facility for public access and so forth, you really had to redo that whole street, and which caused the removal of the trees. Is that the issue?
That's a component of it. This block in question, I think you're referring to the block that's west of Liberty where the police station will actually be. That had to be developed for parking purposes, for parking for the facility. But I think that you're absolutely right that this, we were looking to develop this for more of a thoroughfare, but that would be just one component of the reasoning. Anybody else?
And the parking 40 on the 45, that's a similar for both blocks, right?
Yes.
The
angled parking, that's right. Yeah. Currently, it's parallel parking. On this block in particular, it's unmarked, and people just kind of go in there willy-nilly. And I've seen it parked pretty dangerously close to the corner. So even if we do go parallel, I would recommend that we at least mark them so that people have some kind of order to the way they're doing things.
Is there a plan where parallel is being discussed?
Want me to speak to that, or?
I think the short answer to that, I'm proposing, I don't know if you know, Alan Dan, Public Works Engineering, and I'm working with Luke on the police department. The short answer to that question is, we're going to refine kind of all of this information and bring you more details in March. Really, the intent here was to try to tie in with the police station block improvements and with an opportunity to do some improvements to a larger neighborhood as a whole, and that came from the urban development funding for this element of the project.
Okay. And could you go back to the previous map, the larger map view?
Yep.
Just one slide.
Yeah.
So we're talking about on the right hand side.
Yeah. So that next slide is focused in on this block of division here.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to be where most of the contention was from the last meeting. So I think that the board pretty much understood why we were doing the parking treatments over here to accommodate visitors to the police facility. But it seemed like there was a big question, a lot of questions about why we would need to continue that onto the next block. And so the designers took that feedback. And so that's where we're at today. Is that it?
Any questions from the board? Any further discussion? We had some good discussion last time around. What can we expect the next, are you going to report back at the next meeting again, or do we have, will Tony filter us some more information that staff, will be doing work on?
So I would think that the next meeting you might, if we've developed some plans, you might hear something from us, but I would say that you could expect a full staff report at the March 14th meeting.
Okay, great.
And the plan, just to emphasize that, is that, you know, we will be preparing a staff report. We'll try to get that, those materials well in advance of that March 14th meeting, so that everybody has a chance to digest them and look them over. So, you know, you'll have plenty of time to really understand what's afoot.
Thanks, Aaron.
No, thanks. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Is John here?
He's not.
So he's not going to do his report? Okay, he's okay. Okay. Here's like parks planning.
Let's see. So Fairview, we're starting to move forward on developing a phase one of Fairview Park. And so engineering has put out a request for qualifications to our landscape architecture consultants of record, and we've received three proposals, and so this would be to do a plan of kind of a grading plan and figure out what it would cost to actually develop the phase one. I don't know if you know, but now there's quite a bit of development that's about to happen adjacent to the park. There's a multifamily development going in, and then there's another proposal for another development on the other side of a new road called Lindbergh Road, and so we figured it was time to get going on the park development as well, and we're probably going to go for a grant for that, and so this work that's going to be done by the consultant will help us figure out the cost and what the facilities will be that we're going to put in phase one, and then we can take that forward in a grant application and with some match money. So that'll be exciting to get that going. Also, Riverfront, some things are moving forward on Riverfront with the north bathroom. We've actually moved that forward in our planning, and we're going to go for a grant for a new bathroom up by the Rotary shelter. We weren't, where we proposed, to, where we showed it in the master plan, actually wasn't going to work because it turns out there's a gas pipeline right there. And they said, no, we couldn't put a restroom on top of their gas pipeline. So we're moving it a little bit more to the grassy area that's kind of by the Rotary shelter. Yeah, so we're looking into costs and how much that will be so that we can go for a grant for that, and that will be a grant that we'll go for this year. And then also they're moving forward on the riverfront on the amphitheater planning. We're going to do some geotechnical work to look at where the footings are going to be for the covered stage, and we're going to start moving forward with the capping plan, because it's a brownfield site, and so it needs to all be capped with at least 2 feet of clean fill. So it's moved over into the engineering side of life now, and they're looking at that kind of project. And then the retreat planning we already talked about. So there will be a survey coming out, and funding was one of the topics. If you're interested, that, you know, there's been kind of a series of check boxes if you're interested in certain topics, and funding was definitely one of them. So I think that's all I had for tonight.
Parks operations.
So just a couple things. Just want to bring to your attention. I think you'll recall previously that I spoke about we were doing an early recruitment for Tom Beatty, who is the city's horticulturalist and who spends the majority of his time in Bush's Pasture Park. I think when Gretchen was doing her presentation, she referenced Tom. That's the Tom she was referring to. So we did complete that recruitment process, and pleased to say we had several very good candidates. We had city staff on the panel, as well as Michael Slater joined us on the panel as well as a public member for input. And Brian Smith was the selected candidate, and he actually started this past Monday. So he will be working in conjunction with Tom until Tom's retirement, which is the end of February. So that gives a nice, you know, 6-7 week span where we can help transition from one staff person to another. So we were pleased that he was able to start so early with us. So there was that piece. And then the second one is a couple of months back, I brought to you the organizational plan for parks with the functionality model versus the geographic delineation of districts. And we had reclassified a position to a services supervisor, and then we had a field supervisor. And J.D. Clarizio was the individual staff person who held the services supervisor. He is going to be leaving the city. He's recently married his family. His wife's family lives in Medford, and their desire to live more down in that area, closer to her family. So he will be leaving the city, and his last day is February 19th. So within the next couple of weeks, I will be putting out a solicitation to fill that position to kind of next steps and kind of continuing to move that model forward. So I wanted to let you know that you'd be seeing a new face, a new name relative to that position. So, and that's really all I had, just personal stuff.
Thank you.
No, tell me.
It's
not on the agenda.
Oh, it's not on the agenda. Sorry.
You've been moving all around. Yeah.
So I provided, hopefully everybody, and if I miss you, I have others, the Stride Run Walk series for 2019 has been announced. So you have that. You'll notice the 5K and 10Ks are on there. We usually try to do one a month from May through October. This year, we're also trying a half marathon in July. So I can give you, here you go, some extras.
Thank you.
So that schedule is on there. And then I wanted to let you know about the recreation guide. Everybody's anxious, including myself, for that. That will be, we're right now working on it, and we're getting it in pretty good shape. I anticipate it being done and out and copies in your hands the April meeting, which would be on the 11th, it looks like. So we'll mail it out to about 2,000 households, and then we take it out to other entities, you know, pediatric dentist offices, health offices, other local nonprofit, youth nonprofit groups that family building blocks, things of that nature. So. And then the last thing is just, believe it or not, it's time for registration for kickball and softball. Oh, yeah. So we're hoping for another positive year. Not a lot of weather causing cancellations of games and things. We did pretty good last year, so it's good. So February 4th is the kickoff for that. So I think other than that, I look forward to bringing you the rec guide. I think you'll be pleased. There will be some new programs in there that we're offering on a more year-round basis. And movies, anybody has any ideas on movies in the park, let me know. We're in the middle of selecting those now. So I've got the dates. I just don't have the movies yet. So if you've got any stellar, good family movies, let me know. And that's it.
Okay. Thanks, Becky.
Yes.
We have one other information report that's not on here, but Tammy's going to talk about the capital improvement brochure that we have here.
Hello. My name is Tammy Starrs, and I work in engineering. I'm the program manager and the lead for the 5-year capital improvement plan. So we are in the throes of it, and I had planned to be able to give you guys a draft at this point, but we're not there yet. And then at the next meeting, you guys are having a public hearing, so the board will be getting a bunch of
it sounds like it's got moved to March now.
Okay, so I can come to the February meeting. So what Tony passed out was a brochure we did. We're working on public outreach for the 5-year plan, trying to get more input, make sure the public's aware of what we're doing and what staff are thinking. And if you have input, my contact information is on here. You're welcome to call me, email me. We'll probably be coming out with maybe a Survey Monkey later in the year, and maybe another flyer on the focus, on the 5-year focus that we're working on. So that's why I'm here. Just wanted to let you know. And we're working hot and heavy. We're getting close. Parks is good. We're I think we're really close. So if you have any questions, call me.
Okay, thanks, Tammy. Any questions regarding that? Helpful improvement? No? Well, we have our, as always, we have our damage report. So it looks pretty typical. Handful of graffiti, typically. Yeah. Anything we need to know about graffiti mitigation or anything that's going on? Business as usual.
Business as usual. Kids with too much time on their hands.
Yeah, and weather's just too nice.
Yep.
Now, Lansing Park, where it says vehicle drove into metal barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the metal barrier on Alameda, or is that the one in Hawthorne?
I thought it was Hawthorne.
I think it's Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawthorne. I think in the report it said Hawthorne.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry.
What was their purpose? Just to get onto the grass and destroy it?
Or? Just playing. We have people who get on the grass and like to do, you know, yeah. cookies and all that kind of stuff. So that's not a, that's not an uncommon thing, unfortunately. Yeah. Good. So sometimes we get a win and they hurt their vehicles.
That night,
then that's more paperwork.
Yeah. But it doesn't cost that much to replace the barrier, huh? Wow. A lot of money.
A question. Are there peak periods during the year that things like this happen? I would think summer there's more use, more people, or is this relatively kind of...
There's always some, you know, obviously each month, but it's usually a little higher in the summer when the parks are open later, you know, with the daylight and so forth. So, but it's a common report each month. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Well, that's the end of our agenda. Was there anything else we need to know about next month, Tony? We have our next
meeting. Well, it sounds like our public meeting, if you go on the website and you look at the February 14th meeting date, right now it says Anderson Room. So it sounds like this is going to be moved to March.
Right.
So that's going to be changed back.
Right. Because Tom was
to Traffic Control Center.
It's going to be March.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotta make sure we get here on that. Reserve for March.
Yeah. So, anyway.
But we'll see everybody on the 26th.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll be there early, so if you're there before, a little before 8:30, come on in and have some coffee.
Have you sent these out to this group before?
No. Not to Strat.
I don't think so.
Sure. While you're passing those out, we can close this meeting out then.
Meeting adjourned?
Meeting is adjourned.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Great job, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Great job, Tony.
Great job, Tony.
Oh.